One, two, three, four. Hello, besties. Welcome back to another episode of I Am Besties. As always, I'm your host, Vanessa.
And I'm Stephanie. And today we are here with the badass CEO of Hija de Tu Madre.
Woo! Round of applause, everybody.
Thanks, y'all.
Round of applause.
How are you? Oh, sorry. This is Pati.
I'm great. I'm in my paisa era. Like, yes. I'm good.
We would love the outfit. Please give us some details about it.
Give us a little tour. Give us a tour.
Okay. So the shoes, I think these are Nasty Gal.
Ooh,
yes.
Love. The chaps, Poshmark. I'm obsessed with Poshmark, if you guys aren't into that. The jeans, I think, are Levi's. The shirt is Hija de Tu Madre.
Ooh.
It says Make Hefa Moves on the back. We'll talk about it. And then this is a Stetson from Austin.
Nice. Ooh.
And jewelry, Hija de Tu Madre, too. Available at hijadetumadre.com.
Yes. Love that.
Is that okay?
Because I know you're going to do that. No. Every time we have a guest that has like some kind of like brand or a line, we're always like, girl,
perfect.
Plug it.
Perfect. What part of Mexico are you from?
So my parents are from Jalisco.
Oh, okay.
This little pueblo called San Juan de los Lagos.
No fucking way.
Are
right now.
Are we primas?
No. But my husband is from San Juan de los Lagos.
Stop
I
it.
I swear to God.
That's
so true. I've never met someone from there.
Could your husband be like a long lost primo? Maybe.
Delgado. His last name's De Anda.
Oh my gosh, we for sure are cousins somehow.
That is so crazy. I just visited San Juan de los Lagos, like, I think like 2-3 years ago for the first time.
That's so
crazy. That's awesome.
She said, just visited 2-3 years ago.
I don't know. I go to Mexico often, so to me it was like, that's cool. Do you go often?
I try to. I was just there for... What was it? It was like my dad's birthday, and then we went for Christmas. Mm-hmm. My dad's like one of 12 siblings.
Oh, wow.
My mom's one of 7, so I brought my boyfriend on that trip. Mm-hmm. It was like a lot. I think it was like very overwhelming for
him. Yeah.
But yeah, my family's like very overbearing. I love them, but they're like that typical Mexican.
Yeah, I get that.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. I love that you wore the hat, by the way. Like, you pull it off so well. I'm so jealous. I literally always want to wear a hat, but I feel like I look like a fucking beanhead. Something dumb.
I don't have the head shape for a hat.
I don't have the head shape for it either.
Mine's like kind of like square or like, I don't know. So when it sits, it gives me like a huge headache because
I feel like I see? I don't believe you.
Yeah.
Try not to.
Let me see. What? You look like the villain of a telenovela.
First of all,
you look so hot.
The villain.
And like the villains are always the hottest ones.
Oh my god, here, your turn. Because it's not for me. But do you see how it just like sits on top?
Vanessa looks like the Niña Buena.
Yes.
You know, my daddy owns the hacienda.
Yeah, but they stole it from
that
you.
Inheritance.
I just shop all day. I don't do anything.
She's coming back because they gave the inheritance to me.
I'm going to kill her.
She's coming to claim it.
Dude, I hate it. But you look great in it. I love
Thank
it, by the way.
No, it really fits you.
Love the hair. Love your style, everything. And honestly, it just makes sense like that you decided to start your own brand. You seem like a very creative person, not just with your brand, but also like your style and everything.
Yeah.
So I really love that.
Thanks.
What was like your thought process? How did Hija de Tu Madre come to be about? Like, what was that? How that start?
Yeah, so Hija de Tu Madre is a Latina lifestyle brand. So we design apparel, accessories, and stationery that are all Latinx inspired.
Okay.
So I founded the company back in 2016, and like, I don't know if y'all remember, that is like Trump, like apocalypse.
Yeah.
And I just felt so inspired, honestly, by like the racism. Like, I wanted to create my own space where we could celebrate culture and just like be proud of where we come from. And our first product, it was our Virgencita jacket. It's like a denim jacket with like La Virgen de Guadalupe on the back. And I just felt like this jacket perfectly describes me. Like, I don't think there's anything more American than denim. There's nothing more Mexican than La Virgen de Guadalupe. Mm-hmm. So when you put those things together, I feel like that describes me. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of other people. So I just felt like there was a really big opportunity to create like really dope fashion pieces, but like inspired by our culture.
And did you originally want it to be like a fashion brand, or were you just like, oh, I'll just see where this kind of goes?
So Hija Tu Madre has gone through, like, so many births and deaths. Like, it first started out as a travel blog. Mm-hmm. Ooh, so, like, okay. A year before that, in 2015, I moved to Mexico City. I'm, like, an El Sabo kid, so I really wanted to feel closer to my culture and get my Spanish better.
Yeah.
So it was my travel blog. So I was, like, blogging under, like, the name Hija Tu Madre. Mm-hmm. And then when I came back home, when I was done traveling and, like, Cheeto Head was, like, running his mouth... I was like, I need to do something with this. So I had the idea for the brand. Yeah,
I love that you put in your, you know, I feel like a lot of times when people, you know, the political climate is like very like fucked up, people tend to like, you know, speak out of their ass or like spread more negativity and like just do shit like that. But I feel like you really put that energy into something beautiful, you know, something can make you proud of our culture and especially in the climate. But, you know, sometimes it's good to talk your shit. You know, sometimes it's good. Sometimes they need to hear it. You know? Let's bring that back. You know, let's talk shit. Let's bring bullying back. You know, like, it needs to happen.
How long did you travel Mexico for?
That time, I think it was, like, maybe, like, 6 or 8 months. Oh, wow. I was, like, all over Mexico. Went down to, like, Central America, Belize, Guatemala.
Wow.
Just, like, backpacking. Like, no money.
Oh, whoa. My goodness. Backpacking. Yeah. Can we talk about that? That sounds, like, freaking surreal. Like, I always wanted to backpack, but I don't have the balls. I just feel like... Personally, like, I'm a woman. I'm scared.
Yeah.
But I feel like if I wasn't a woman, I would for sure do it. How was that experience for you?
So that time, I had a friend, like, meet up with me at some point. But honestly, I feel like Central America, like, really changed me. I feel like that sounds, like, corny. But, like, I feel like it doesn't get, like, enough representation. I feel like it's always forgotten about. Mm-hmm. But there's, like, such a rich culture there. Like, so much cool things happening there. And yeah, I think it just like opened me up to realize like, bro, like Latin America is like put in such a shitty light. Mm-hmm. Like the way the U.S. talks about anything south of the border is like chaos, drugs, cartels, and like nah, it is so bougie.
Yeah. Freaking sepia filter on every movie.
Exactly.
All right, guys, before we continue with today's episode, we're going to take a quick break to shout out our sponsors at Manscaped.
There's a certain confidence that comes with a fresh shave. There's an aura, a vibe. You know the feeling, and you can see the confidence when someone is well-groomed. We call this BGE, Big Groomed Energy, and there's only one way to get that BGE, Manscaped. We'd like to introduce you to their best and biggest ultimate hygiene bundle yet, the Platinum Package 4.0. Manscaped is the leader in men's below-the-waist grooming, and you can now trust them with the rest of his body. Join the 4 million individuals worldwide who trust Manscaped by going to manscaped.com for 20% off plus free shipping with the code BESTIES.
Yeah. One time, I was, you know, feeling a little frisky, a little touchy, a little spontaneous. So I was with this man, and I just wanted to put my hand down his pants, you know, because I was already, like, being touchy and, like, kind of all in on him. And then, obviously, I wanted to see what he was working with,
you know, packing.
What was packing down there. So he didn't let me put my hand down there.
And then shaved.
And then, yep, sure enough, he came clean that he was embarrassed that he didn't feel like it was groomed well enough for me to go down there. And honestly, I was just like, wow, how dare you? Like,
that's a missed opportunity right there.
Yeah, and if he would have just had his shit straight, you know, because that was his personal thing. Like, he didn't want to, you know,
cause
whatever he felt, you know, but... and even me, it was like, damn, like, I thought men were always ready to go. So what's going on, man? Y'all slacking? Y'all need some Manscaped products? Come on, get it together. Because girls trying to get their nut, too.
You know? Manscaped's got you.
And Manscaped's got your back. So get into it. Get into it, yeah.
Get into it, yeah.
All right, Manscaped's brand new Platinum Package 4.0 is the biggest bundle they've ever offered, giving a bulk discount on Manscaped's top products. Stop paying more for his grooming products, ladies. The Manscaped Platinum Package 4.0 is the one-stop shop for the man who deserves it all. They designed this package to allow you to fully align your entire hygiene routine with elite products. Inside the Platinum Package, you'll find their Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, Weed Whacker ear and nose hair trimmer, Ultra Premium body wash, Ultra Premium 2-in-1 shampoo plus conditioner, Ultra Premium deodorant, Crop Preserver anti-chafing ball deodorant, Crop Reviver ball spray toner, anti-chafing boxers, and the Shed travel bag to hold all your goods while traveling.
Whew. That was a tongue twist. You're out of breath at that point.
Honestly, thank God they're throwing a bag in there.
Hell yeah. The Lawnmower 4.0 Body Trimmer and Weed Whacker Nose and Ear Hair Trimmer feature proprietary advanced skin safe technology to protect his delicate parts and holes. Both are waterproof, so you don't have to worry about his mess. In addition to shaving, you can now completely upgrade your shower routine with the Ultra Premium Body Wash and Ultra Premium 2-in-1 Shampoo Conditioner. This luxurious combo will seriously leave your skin and hair feeling hydrated and smelling fresh. Make sure you and your man don't forget to apply their aluminum-free, very important, Ultra Premium deodorant for that cologne quality scent on the go. But it's not just his pits that stink. We know his balls can stink too.
Thankfully, their Crop Preserver Ball Deodorant and Crop Reviver Ball Toner can solve this problem for you. When you smell his sack, you'll never go back. Manscaped even threw two free gifts to their Platinum Package 4.0, the Manscaped Boxers and the Shed Travel Bag. These boxers are so comfy. You'll need a pair from him or her. The Platinum Package 4.0 covers all the bases to keep you smooth and smelling good. This is the best bang for your buck.
Get 20% off and free shipping with the code BESTIES at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. Use the code BESTIES. Unlock your big roomed energy with Manscaped. And remember, when he trims his hedges, the tree stands taller.
And I believe it.
Back to your regular scheduled programming. Can I ask, because I've always wanted to do backpacking, but my parents are like very overbearing as well. So was that like difficult to kind of be like, hey, I'm going to go travel Mexico. See you later.
Bye.
Yeah.
I think the attitude when I first moved to Mexico was like, we left, so why are you going back? You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, why are you backtracking? But I don't know. I feel like I grew up as a roquera, so like I'm used to disappointing my parents. So like, I just don't listen to them anymore. And I don't think they expect, I love you, mom and dad, but like, I think they understand, like, I'm just going to do me.
Yeah.
And then I did a backpacking trip, I think for my 30th or my 29th birthday a couple years ago. And I went to Europe by myself.
Oh, wow.
I don't speak French. I like literally, I think I said two words that entire trip. I was like going crazy. So I don't know.
Anyone want to have a conversation?
Exactly. I was just too shy. I was like, me van a robar. Yeah, like you just got to get used to like being alone.
Yeah.
And be comfortable with that.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. What was your favorite like location that you visited?
I really loved Amsterdam.
Nice.
Ooh, vibe. I've heard a lot of beautiful things about Amsterdam.
What about like in the like the Latino countries?
I loved Antigua. I love Oaxaca, Chiapas.
Oh, I want to visit Oaxaca so bad, but only because there's the biggest tree in the world there. The one that like,
oh my gosh, I think it's called like El Árbol de Tule or something like that.
Yes, I want to go so bad and just like run laps around it or something.
Dude, I've heard that hugging trees is actually like very good for you to hug trees.
Oh, is that why they go hug a tree when you want to like calm
but
down?
But it's actually like scientifically proven that something happens when you hug a tree. Like I forgot. Don't call for me.
I read it somewhere.
Go look it up if you want to educate yourself on what it does. But yeah, I love hugging trees.
Honestly, when I saw, obviously when I was looking you up and stuff and I saw that you traveled, I was like, this is my dream. Like I want, that's just my passion, I guess, like traveling. So when I saw that you were like kind of traveling Mexico, I was like, that's amazing. Like, because like you said, like most people paint Mexico in such a negative way that it's scary to be like, well, can I go here? And as a woman, like, is it going to be safe for me? Because mostly I travel to where I know family is. Because I'm like, just in case, I can call you and be like, come pick me up.
Yeah, come pick me up. Yeah,
this fucking shithole. But no, for the most part, I just recently drove in Mexico. I try not to that much, but I went to San Miguel de Allende.
How was that?
It was so beautiful. It was so, so beautiful. It was honestly, like, I just feel like you think of Mexico and you kind of have, like, this idea of, like, you know, little pueblitos and, like, very, very coco, you know what I mean? And that's kind of the vibe I got from San Miguel de Allende. Like, it's very historical, everything is kept very authentic. You're just like Guanajuato.
Yeah. It's a pueblo mágico, right?
Yeah.
So cute.
So it was really beautiful. And I drove and my mom was like, stay on the carretera, like don't go anywhere else. And I was like, no. And I got lost. And I did end up like kind of swerving into, I don't know, like La Libre, I guess. And it's scary because you're like, yeah. I'm a woman. There's only women in this car. You know, if something happens, I almost crashed into a police and I was like, oh my God, like this is not happening right now. I was panicking, but everything was okay. You know, just stay in your lane pretty much.
Also, like, that's so ballsy because I feel like the Mexican driving in Mexico, oh my God. Like their GPS makes no sense. None.
Their turning lanes are like literally no, I don't know. Like right. This is going straight and then the turning lane is on this side, oh even though gosh. You're going this way.
And they like don't respect like the laws, like the None. Driving, like nothing. No. Like they're just out of pocket with everything. It's scary. I will never drive in Mexico.
My dad says that fui hija de trailera.
No, literally.
I'm always driving. And I drove in San Miguel de Allende, and let me tell you, the streets are tiny. Like, tiny, tiny, tiny streets. Yeah. And one of the things I saw when I was even looking it up was like, oh, don't drive. Like, just take a taxi. But I like driving because then I could just leave whenever I want. So I was like, fuck it, I'll drive. Big mistake. Huge. Literally, the streets are like this big, and mine was in a, like a truck. So I was like, oh my God, I'm about to crash into it. My car has that beep, beep, beep whenever anything's too close. And that's all I heard the whole time. It was just like beep, beep. And I was like, fuck you.
But you know what? I feel like if anybody is up for the task, it's Steph because she reverse parks everywhere she goes. That tells you all you need
Are
to know.
Are you for real?
That tells you all you need so to know. It's so convenient. Honestly, reverse parking is the most convenient way to park because then you just get in your car and go forward.
I feel like if you reverse park everywhere you go, like you reach like top like driving, yeah. like you're
high functioning yeah, person.
You are. And she doesn't need her GPS for shit here. And I'm like, what? Like, if I don't have my GPS, like, I'm lost. Like, that's it. I'm done. And she doesn't need it.
I'm
she,
telling like, you, I
everything.
For a while, I wanted to be a trucker because I was like, this is the only way I can travel. And I was like, this is perfect. Like, I'm
making money while traveling.
Yeah, like, I'll just be driving, yeah. you know, in my traila and I'll just stop in places. And my family, all my uncles are traileros. Wow. But I doubt, my parents are very much like, not like, if I'm like, like, I'm going to do whatever I want. My mom was like, I don't give a fuck. No, you're not. Like, my mom's like that. So even if I wanted to go that down that career path, I don't think they would have allowed me. They would have just followed me. They would have bought their own traila and just followed me with them.
That's the name of your album, though. Like, Hija de Trailero. Hija de Trailero. Like, that is so good.
Well, I don't know. I think I got used to driving because my parents moved to Oregon, so I would always visit them and it would just be a lot nicer in car. And I think that's why it wasn't that scary driving in Mexico, because I was so used to long drives that I was like, oh, a 6-hour drive, like that's nothing, like I could do that right. in one day. And it was fine. I'm alive.
Thank God.
So cool. I have a question about your company. How big is your company?
Like employee wise, yeah. I think we're like 8.
Okay. Right now.
It's a super tiny team.
Girl, I thought we were gonna say like 3. So to me, that's like huge.
Yeah, that's huge. Dope. That's not too big because it feels like, is it like easier to manage?
I don't think it's easier to manage. And I don't mean that because like the team is like crazy or anything, mm-hmm. but I think it's just like, it's hard being a girl boss. Like, one employee, 2 employees, 3 employees, 8. I feel like I'm still getting used to how things are growing and changing. Because it used to be, like, me for so long. It was, like, mm-hmm. just me for, like, 2 or 3 years.
Wow.
And, like, I don't know about y'all, but, like, I was, like, those kids that would, like, do all the work in the class project. Like, oh, I don't know how goodness. To share. And so even learning, like, how to delegate
yeah.
is, yes. like, actually, like, very new to me.
Do you give your team the create, like, do you allow them to be part of, like, the creative process?
Yeah, so I feel like the marketing team has like a lot of range as far as like content and TikTok mm-hmm. goes. They have like really great ideas. They kill it. And then as far as like product development goes, most of that stuff is still right now it's just me. I think I have a hard time letting go because the brand is so much like my point of yeah. view that it's like hard to share. Baby. Yeah. But yeah. We're fun. We're a fun bunch.
That's awesome.
And thanks. How do you guys get the creative juices flowing to like create new products, you know, things like that? What inspires you? What comes to mind when you think, okay, I want to create a new product? Like, what gets your creative juices flowing?
Honestly, it's just like the I feel like this sounds so lame, but I feel like Latinos are influencing like media and culture right now like so intensely. Like Bad Bunny mm-hmm. is like not a Latino artist. He's like a global artist, yes. you know? So even like stuff like that, like noticing like what's in the ether, what's trending. Mm-hmm. Like we did this shirt that's like Sorry Yo Soy Así. Mm-hmm. Like very inspired by like yes. Bad Bunny's last song.
Yeah.
Yes.
So like little things like that. I get also so much inspiration from my family. Like all yeah. the shit that my mom used to tell me growing up. Like even the brand Hija Tu Madre. Yes. Like that's like that's all my mom.
That's hilarious. When you think of Hija Tu Madre, does any scenario stand out to you from like when your mom ever told you that growing up? Something oh, like just like, oh my God, I remember this one time I was doing this and just yelled at me.
So, like, I mentioned I was, like, roquera growing up. So, like, ruining all my back-to-school clothes, oh, you know? Okay. Or, like, cutting things up. Oh, I love that. I remember, like, I had these pink Converse. And my this is probably, like, our biggest fight to date. I remember, like, using one of my pink Converse and using the shoelace to create a strap, putting my pencils and lunch money in the shoe and using it as like a bag. Like that was my handbag, a filthy shoe.
Oh my God, that is so funny.
My mom
funny.
Was like, you're embarrassing me. You're embarrassing the family name. Go back inside and change.
She's like, why a convert? Porque una bota.
Convert una bolsita.
No, wait, don't even get me started. That's be such a cool bag.
No, literally.
No, but you know what's cute too? I always wanted like botas, but my yeah. family's not from like, they're more like city vibes.
Yeah.
So we didn't like use botas or like hats or anything like that. And I always loved seeing girls like in their botas, like pull out the things from their shoes. It looks so cute.
Right. It's like the bra, but like more yeah, paisa. Yeah, yeah.
It's cuter because you kick your leg up and you're like, oh, hello.
I love that.
That's so cool. Cute. Oh my God, I had a question. I completely just
you got a brain trip
my mind. Okay. Well, you know what reminded me when you said about the Converse? When I was younger, I wanted Converse. Like they're yep. like my favorite shoes. And my mom would throw them away because she was like, those are for emos. And she wouldn't like let me buy like skinny jeans or stuff like that. She'd be like, those are for emo people. And like, everyone right. I don't know if you guys did this, but back then, like on the last day of school, people would sign like your clothes.
Yeah, yeah.
As like a goodbye. I That's never got so to do cute. That. The hell, mom.
Wait, so you were emo growing up? Eres emo?
Eres emo? Eres emo? No, I wasn't, but my cousin who lived with me at the time, she was very much like rocker vibe. So I think I tried to like tap into that and my mom
shut it down.
Yeah, she was like, you're not, no. She's like, do you cut yourself? I'm like, no.
Do you cut yourself?
Because yep. they were like freaking like him, you know, very intense rocker bands, and she's so dope now. I love you. I'm gonna shout you. I love you, Beto. But my mom was, I think it's because my grandma lived with us, you know, and like I think grandmas have a harder influence than oh, yeah. because even if my mom wanted to give me that like liberty, yeah. grandmas are always like, ¿qué estás haciendo?
Mm-hmm. I felt that.
Yeah,
no, grandmas can be ruthless.
They're yeah. intense.
They could be. Do you resonate with that?
Oh my gosh.
Do you have the lucky
like
few,
rest in peace,
grandma?
Abuelita, but like all of them I think were very overbearing.
Yeah.
Know? But like I feel like that's just how it was.
Yeah.
You
it's
know?
Just one of those
things. I think so because I think they didn't know better. I always think that now, like I'm not that I'm glad my grandma died, but I'm yeah. like, I'm glad she died in a time where I wasn't able to disappoint her yet. Just because so I think of funny. All the things I did in high school and I'm like, my grandma would have hated me now.
She's rolling in her grave right now.
But yeah, like, but that's too late. Like, I have a good memory now, like, of my grandma, you know? If I would have done the things and that I did and yeah. she was still around, I think our relationship would have been very strained.
That's right. hard, yeah.
So I'm thankful that my grandma.
Rest in peace, grandma.
Yeah, rest in peace, grandma. Miss you.
Miss you. LOL.
Do you have a lot of cousins?
Oh my gosh, so many.
Yeah? Do you get along with them?
I do, but I don't know. Well, you guys are young, but like all my cousins that are my age, they're all married or they have kids.
Yeah.
So I feel like I'm the weird prima, like esa prima de Los Angeles that like is just like
La loca.
Very strange. Yeah. I feel like I'm that archetype in my family.
I love that. Those are the best.
Honestly, I genuinely agree with that. It's the best person to be in the family, to be honest. Do you feel like your family treated you different once you started having your business or started talking about you more? You know how it goes.
Yeah, I feel like they're all very supportive. I feel like some of them like have no idea what I do. They're just like, I stand on Instagram, but doing God knows what. But I think I joke, like I feel like I'm the golden child in my family because I just give my parents a lot to share on Facebook, you know?
Oh.
So like that's why I'm just a favorite.
Yeah, yeah,
you know?
I felt that.
So yeah, they love it though. They're big fans.
Do you have like little cousins that like kind of look up to you?
I don't know.
No.
Maybe. I feel like it's funny because most of my family is in like Mexico. Mm. And so I feel like some of the stuff that I do, like they don't really get it. Because so much of what Hija de tu Madre is, it's like very Spanglish and like culturally confused ass, like Latino shit.
Yeah.
And I feel like it just doesn't resonate with them as much. Like they want to wear Hollister.
No, dude.
Abercrombie.
You know how it is.
I get that so much. That's hilarious. Yeah. It's like, the cousins I had here were trying so hard to like be like represent. Yes. I have a cousin who it was born here, but she tells people she was born in Mexico. Like that's how hard she wants to ride from Mexico. And it's like, okay, girl, to you. But the cousins we have over there, like you said, they want to wear a Hollister. They want us to give them all of our clothes from over here. Yeah. That's like from like brands and shit. It's like, damn, like what's going on?
But I think what I like about your brand is that it's very like Latin, like Latin American, you know, because of that you want to be, you feel like because you live here, but your ethnicity is, you know, Hispanic or Latino or whatever, you don't really, you're like, well, where do I belong the most? So I think that's what I like about your brand, right? That it's very inclusive to like Latinos living in America that want to appreciate their culture, but don't necessarily know how, because you go to Mexico and then, like you said, they're like, oh, well, you're an Osawa kid. Like you don't really know. I have a cousin who tells me that a lot. Like they're like, oh, well, you don't really know what Mexico's like because you don't live here. And I'm like, yeah, I only spend every summer here, but that's sure.
So annoying.
I throw hands with those cousins.
It's so frustrating. Well, I don't know if you guys have had this experience, but it's like, it really gets to your confidence. Like being a little kid and like somebody makes fun of you for your Spanish. Mm. Mm. Or like you're not Mexican enough, or you're like you're not Latina enough or American enough. It's like all of that carries into adulthood.
Yeah.
And it like affects your self-confidence, you know? And I feel like low-key, like Hija de tu Madre, I feel like we're in the business of like healing childhood trauma. Aww. You know? Like because it's like I think a lot of us have been made felt like we're not enough. Or you're not this or you're not that.
Yeah. Or like you have to overachieve because you came, like your parents came here and I feel like it puts a lot of pressure, you know? Like it, and I think that's what is inspiring about you so much, that you know you're a Latina woman, you know, your parents come from, you know, a little pueblito in Mexico, and you're doing something so grand, because I feel like creating a company like that, it leaves a mark on, you know, on the world. Like I don't want to sound corny or whatever, but it's something that's gonna stay here, you know, hopefully in a long time when you pass. I think it's something that's gonna stay and it's gonna stick because so many people resonate with you, and that's exactly. That's really amazing.
Thank you so much.
Sorry trying. I went off right now.
No. And I see that you've actually worked with like other like big artists, you know, is there any that stand out to you? They're just like, oh shit, like, you know, this artist, like, or is this celebrity, or is this influencer, or this person that I really just had the pleasure of working with, or something.
It's so crazy. Like, I feel like sometimes the people that have like repped our stuff, I'm like, I don't even know how you found us. Like, I think like Jessica Alba bought a bunch of our stuff one time.
Shit, that's fucking.
And it was
sick.
Just like so random out of nowhere. There's this girl. Her name's Jess, and she's on my block. The actress, Jessica Garcia, I don't know.
Oh, I'm
but
sorry,
she wears our hoops on the show, and then she wears our hoops, like, outside, like, in real life, too.
Oh, my goodness.
So, yeah, just, like, stuff like that, where it's like, dang, we're on Netflix.
Yeah, that's kind of cool. Is she the one with curly hair?
I don't think so. No. I don't. You're thinking of, is her name Julissa?
I don't know their names. I'm going to have to look it up now.
I saw that Becky G follows you. Have you guys...
Oh, yeah.
Have you guys ever had, like... Did she buy something, or did she just follow you guys?
Not yet.
I've
supported... So, I think she has, like, a makeup brand, and I've, like, gone to, like, support her brand in the past. So, I met her. She's really cute. But, yeah.
That's sweet. No.
It is the girl I thought I was thinking about, by the way. It's Jessica Marie.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's actually my favorite character on all my book.
She's so
that's
cute. Dope.
I haven't seen that show. Is it good?
It's good. I like it. I'm not gonna lie, I do. It is corny as hell because that, you know, that scene where they speak Spanish.
Yeah,
that it really took a hit. I'm not gonna lie, it really, really discredited the, I guess, authenticity of it.
Wait, what was the drama?
They were like yelling at a baseball game or a game or something, and they're like. Something, te voy a pegar en la boca, or something like that. And I was like, oh, man, that's going to hit hard.
It went viral,
right? It was pretty bad. I think they ended up killing her off because she was just, and because you know what? I actually think she was a Trumpy. Like, okay. She was just not fitting the vibes of the, you know, like, she was, like, playing a Latina, and she's over here kind of, like, against everything
right.
Latino. So I think they ended up killing her off.
Oh, thank God. Because yeah. I've never seen the show, but I saw that viral clip of her, that was, and I was just like, thank God I've never seen it. Like, I'm so happy.
Other than that, because it's corny. I mean, it's a Netflix show. It's corny. I try to watch things and be like, okay, this is going to be a corny. Like, I watched The Summer I Turned Pretty last night. It's corny. Like, it's for, you know, younger audiences, but it's pretty good. And the guys are hot.
Wait, I have to ask. Have you guys seen Love on the Spectrum?
No.
Can you please go home and watch it and then call me, please? It is so good.
What is it about?
Literally, like, people that are on the spectrum, like, dating.
Oh, yeah. Okay. It is so good.
Yeah.
And I feel like some of the cast members are low-key from the IE, too. Like, they filmed in, like, Redlands and stuff.
Oh, wow.
Like,
what the hell?
Yeah. But what is the, like, I guess,
it profiles, like, a bunch of young people that are, like, on the spectrum, diagnosed on the spectrum, and they're, like, on different levels or different places on the spectrum, and they just, like, go on dates. They go speed dating. They, like, meet people on Tinder, and it just, like, profiles the whole journey. Some of it's kind of cringe, I'm not going to lie, but it is so, like, touching.
Yeah, I saw that. Like, I see clips of it, and people are like, oh, my God, this is so sweet. And I'm like, I don't know what this is. And sometimes I feel like... weird watching shows like that only because I'm like, oh, like, am I exploiting them right now?
Right.
But it's like Little People. Like, this just, it's good shows.
It's entertainment.
Have you seen Little People?
I've seen like one or two.
They're funny.
Yeah.
They're funny, honestly. Like, there's one where they throw them off the boat, and I'm sorry. That's just,
That's
just really funny to me. It could have been anyone being thrown off a boat, but I don't know. What's it on?
It's on Netflix.
Oh.
It's so good.
I feel like Netflix is really just throwing anything out there. Like, The One. Are You the One is weird as hell. Love is Blind. Have you seen Are You the One?
No.
I've seen Are You the One.
It's so stupid. It's pretty much like 12 people, and like the creators have already decided who their couple is, and they just have to find it. And they end up like falling in love in like 2 weeks, and they're like, no, like, it has to be you. And then it's not, and they start like crying.
Yeah. And they get money in the end, so they have an incentive to find their actual couple.
Right.
You know, so each week, like, they send like a couple into like this machine that determines if they're the couple or not. So it's like, it's very...
Wait, a machine?
It looks like a room. No, literally.
Oh my God.
But then aren't they not allowed to like fuck or anything like that either?
What? Yes, they do.
No, they do, but they're not allowed to. Oh, is that another one?
That's a different
one. It's a different one, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, is that Love is Blind or something?
I think that one's Love Island.
Love Island? Yeah. I love that one. I thought that was so funny, like, because they're putting a bunch of hot singles on an island, bomb as fuck, for like a whole summer, and you can't have sex. Like,
I honestly think they're just like the horniest people. Literally. And they're like, you're going on the island. Yes. Don't fuck.
No, literally, that's exactly what they did.
Would you be on a reality show if they invited you?
Yes.
I would do it too.
Pick a fight. I will start the drama. Call me. I will be the bad one. Like, what's her name from Selling Sunset? She's like really bad and evil.
Oh my God.
I will be her.
That's amazing.
I will be White Tina her. Just let me have it, please.
Please. Yeah, I honestly, like, I remember growing up and realizing that all these reality TV shows were, like, not real. And I was like, no way. Like,
I 100% believed it. I started watching The Kardashians, like, way in the beginning. And I was like, this is amazing. Like, I can't believe they're giving us this intel on their life. And then when it was like, oh, it's fake, I was like, how could this be fake? Like, Adrian and Rob were, like, meant to be forever.
Oh, my gosh. Throwback.
Yeah. Like, I watched it way in the beginning. I was a Kardashian fan way back when.
Wait, have y'all seen, like, the last, like, the new one?
I haven't, no.
I've seen it.
Girl, tell me why when Kim passed the bar, I, like, low-key cried. Like, what am I doing crying for this billionaire? I was so emotional. Like, she did that.
Wait, so she's a lawyer?
I guess.
Yes. Yeah, she's an attorney now, actually.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because there's a difference. I barely learned recently the difference between a lawyer and an attorney.
Uh-huh. What's the difference?
So I guess a lawyer can, like they can... represent. No, an attorney can only represent. So if you're an attorney, you can go to court and represent someone. But if you're a lawyer, you can, like, help with legal stuff, but you can't, like, represent, like, in court. I don't know how to explain it. Something like that.
What?
It was weird.
Let's look it
up. There's some difference. I could be wrong, but there's a difference.
I didn't even know she was taking... I don't know any... I try to, like, not pay attention to them because then I'm like very easily influenced. Yeah. Different.
What's it called? Girl, the Tristan drama. I felt so bad for Chloe. Like, could you believe this man is over here like trying for her, saying that he changed and all this shit, and he cheated on her from the party that she threw for him, bro. She threw him a 30th, was it 30th? His 30th birthday? So. It was his 30th birthday party. She did it for him. And he left the party to go cheat on her. That's Can you so believe this man? I can't. If Chloe, if you get back with that man, I'm sorry.
I don't feel bad for you. I don't feel bad not one bit. I'm sorry. But like, she learned the first time. That's tough. Especially on national television. Come on. I feel like, honestly, like famous people are crazy because like this is so public. I don't think I'd be able to recover from that. I honestly don't.
Yeah, that's tough.
Because now she's always going to be known of like, oh, remember Tristan? Like, oh.
Dude, and that's the hard part about putting yourself out there in general, like having a platform. Mm-hmm. It's like everyone feels like, shoot, I know I've been judging people left and right and have a platform.
Everyone, including me,
you know, I'm getting off my high horse, but I'm just saying that it's hard putting yourself out there. Even us, we've learned that, you know, but having this podcast, I'm pretty sure you've learned it too, having your business. Like, everyone just feels like they can say anything and everything, and it's tough. You have to grow thick skin. You have to realize, like, damn, like, okay, like, it's not, like, don't take it personal, you know, because at the end of the day, they don't know me, you know what I mean?
Do y'all, and like, read all the comments? Or, like, what's your relationship with, like, the negative feedback?
I think at first we would read, like, every single comment. And I think it was affecting us, obviously, really negatively. And then Saul is the one who was like, don't read them. Yeah. And it took me a long time not to, because it's true. They, like, nitpick at your... Yeah. Biggest insecurities that you're like, no one notices, and then they do it. And you're like, know it.
Fuck you.
Yeah. So then you kind of get really self conscious. But I think now, like, that's what we've learned, that most people don't read their comments. So we just stop.
Especially TikTok's comments. Like, I mean, like, I feel like YouTube, they take it a little easy on us. But, you know, TikTok's fucking ruthless, bro. Like, there's no filter. Like, TikTok is like the new 2010 Twitter era. Yeah. Like, everyone's just out of pocket on that app. Like, they don't give a fuck.
I think what we learned too is that, like, people on TikTok, they're not like really fans. It's just more like it came up on their
They're for you, so they page. Just like and I think it's always funny, like, they watch like a little snippet and they say, oh, well, like, they, well, why didn't they
Dumbass.
Say this or that? And I'm like, bitch, if you would have watched the whole fucking episode, you would have seen that we did say that, we did mention that. And it's like they just get all riled up with one freaking 10-second video, and I'm like, damn.
Do you feel like has anyone ever made a comment that, like, really hurt your, like, your... Because it's your baby, like, your company. Do you feel like there was ever a time where you were like, damn, like, why am I even doing this?
Yeah.
I think there was one comment that was, like, so out of pocket. So, I went to, like, a rally. I think this was also, like, early... Maybe this was, like, 2017, 2016. I went to, like, one of those, like, get Trump out of office rallies.
Oh,
and I had, like, some crazy sign. And I remember someone commenting, like, I just called ICE on you and your whole family. Like, you know, like, you should be careful. Like, you should watch out. And I just thought that was so, like, I could take all, like, the crazy comments and the rude comments, but to say some crazy shit like that is so wild.
Can I ask you, I don't know if this is too personal, but because you're, like, of lighter skin, have you ever gotten, like, negative comments about that?
I think I used to feel very insecure about it, like, maybe when I got into college, like, very insecure. Because I'm like, everybody thinks I'm white. I'm a white girl. Everyone thinks I'm white, but I'm Mexican. And I think I used to low-key make, like, a little pity party for myself. But then, like, coming to realize, like, well, all of Univision, all of, like, Telemundo, all the telenovela actors literally look like me and my family.
Literally.
So, like, I don't know. I think it was kind of, I got maybe, like, a rude awakening on, like, what colorism is.
Right.
But I think sometimes people, like, don't understand colonization.
Literally.
And I'm like, this is I look like this because of history.
Right. You know what
I mean? And I can't change it.
Yeah. And I feel like that, especially in the Hispanic, like, world, like, you shouldn't feel bad about it. Like, that's literally how you were born. Like, what the fuck do you want me to do now?
Exactly.
You know?
And
I think, too, though, my family is very, like, I'm brown, but I have a cousin who's literally, like, white, green eyes, and blonde. You know, like, it has everything. So I think I never noticed that until, like, now in this day and age where it's so, like, wow. Oh, well, you're, you know, you're not, you don't know what it's like. But it's like, oh, yeah, but I understand it because I've seen it and I'm, like, around it. You know what I mean? So I was, like, wondering that, but I didn't want to, like, no, I guess come off please. In a negative way.
No, please. I love these conversations, though, because I feel like, I don't know, did you guys ever grow up, too, or, like, there were certain primos in the family that would get, like, the preferential treatment porque eran, like, más blanquitos or, like, this or that. I feel like I grew up seeing a lot of that type of stuff.
I don't think so, only because I was never that close to my dad's family. And for the most part, they're all pretty morenitos and, like some of them are, like straight hair and, like, really chinky eyes and others, like, curly hair and whatever. I think what I noticed in more was in body types.
Yes, that's what I was gonna
say. Yeah, like, my family is very, from one side, they are very, like, big tits. I obviously am not from that part. But, like, then the other one is, like, oh, like, big, huge asses, and some of them are really skinny. So it was more so, like, with body, I guess, body dysmorphia.
No, literally, same with my family. It was, like, the thinner people were, like, more attention, more comments, and the people that were on the bigger weight were, like, you know, never acknowledged and shit like that, which is sad.
Or very much, like, pointed out. Like, I remember when I was 7, I literally looked like I do right now. Like, you see, and you obviously get roles. And it, like, really stuck with me because I was just chilling, like, on a little motito, you know, by the beach. And, like, I turn and, like, all my cousins are, like, laughing at my roles. And I didn't know that I had them until literally that moment. And I think that's when I became, like, so self-conscious about it. So I think that was more of the struggle rather than – because even, like, my cousin who was, like, lighter, she was always thinner and she had, like, really thin body and stuff. So I think that was more of the struggle growing up.
There's something to be said about, like, Latino families, like, always commenting on, like, bodies, or, like, there's, like, la flaca, la gorda, la gordita, and, like, they turn, like, insecurities into, like, a term of endearment or something, like, so twisted,
it's,
you know?
So fucking
no, and that's what I told them in another episode. My dad used to call me preta color de llanta.
Oh my God.
How in God's name is that a term of endearment, sir? Like, how? And so everyone notices it. And your parents, I don't think your parents, for the most part, don't do it in a malicious way, but I feel like they point it out to everyone else. And then they're like, oh, this is my opening. I le voy a tirar, you know? It's hard. It's hard.
Oh, no, my gosh.
It's a tear. No, I'm just kidding. Did you get, like, crap for, like, your orange hair?
I don't think so. This is low-key breakup hair, and I just kind of, like, stuck with it for years.
Oh, my goodness.
So
can we
it's
talk,
like,
about that?
I was, like, in a relationship, and we were together for a very long time, like, many years.
Yeah.
And we broke up, and he, like, moved out, so, like, the apartment was mine now, and, like, I'm by myself, and I need to change my hair, obviously, because that's what you do when you go through a breakup.
Literally.
And it kind of just stuck. I think it's been, like, 3 or 4 years.
Oh, wow.
This is who I am now.
And you've stayed orange?
Yeah. I'm, like, scared to change. I feel like it's so tied to, like, this is gonna sound stupid, but, like, SEO, like, when people Google you or, like, look up anything about the brand, it's, like, me and orange hair. So I'm like, ugh, I have to stick with it.
Okay. It looks good, though.
I like it.
How often do you wash it?
Girl, like, once a week, honestly.
Oh, that's not bad.
If anything.
Yeah.
That's not bad. I wash my hair every, like, 2 weeks.
Really?
But I have curly hair.
Oh, my
gosh. So I try, and I'm on a curly hair journey right now. So I try not to wash it. And that's why I'm always, like, in buns or, like, slick, because after – so if I'm in a bun, you know I haven't washed my hair in a while because it starts to, like, flatten. So I just brush it and I keep it in a bun. And then I just forget how long it's been. And then one day I'll let it down and I'm like, oh, yeah, I need to wash it now. But I take, like, 2 weeks to wash
my hair. So what is it like when – what does wash day look like for you? Is it, like, a whole day?
Yeah, it's so long. Like, it takes forever because you have to wash it. And since you haven't washed it in so long – I don't know if you guys know this, but you're supposed to wash, like, your roots. And then you don't get suds right at the beginning because your hair is dirty. So you have to do, like, 3 washes. This is for curly hair, I'm sure. Colored hair is different, but yeah, so you have to do, like, 3-4 washes, and once you get the little suds, that means it's clean. And then you have to do a treatment, at least mine, I do a treatment, and then I have to brush it out in the shower, and then I have to put all the products in the shower, because if not, it's, like, really, really frizzy and huge. So it honestly takes me, like, an hour and a half on wash day to just be in the shower.
Wow.
So imagine having to do that shit 2 times a week, 3 times a week. Like, that sounds miserable. So I'd rather just forget
suds.
like the little foam, like the espuma.
When it gets bubbly shampoo. Or soapy.
Yeah.
You said it takes 3 washes to get it out your hair?
Yeah, because if you don't wash your hair often and then you put the shampoo and no se hace espuma, it just means that it's not clean yet.
Oh,
that is so good to know.
Yeah, I actually learned that on Nintendo DS Pets. Because it wouldn't get sus until my dog was clean.
That's
swear to God. Had a little golden lab and he died. All my Nintendo dogs died. I'm sorry.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Little fun fact for you guys.
So wait, so do you use like a diffuser or like what's that attachment called?
Yeah, I don't. I just don't know how to use it. And again, that would be like another 20, 15 minutes. I dry it with like a cotton towel and then I'll wrap it. I don't know how to wrap it either. So I'll just grab a clip and then clip it right here. And then I just kind of let it dry, but I always let it air dry.
That is so cool.
Sorry, going back to the boyfriend, ex-boyfriend.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
When he saw you, like, doing good, you know, running a little bit, everything, did he want to come back?
I think we probably both did. You know how it is when you get, when you're, like, dating somebody for so many years and they, like, become your family.
Yeah.
And you just got to get back together at least 2 or 3 times. Or it's, 10. Like, how it goes.
Is it the boyfriend you have right now?
No. Okay. Yeah. But I feel like it's so hard ripping the Band-Aid off, like, those long-term relationships.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
How long have you been with your boyfriend right now?
This one, his name's Daniel, almost a year.
Oh, okay. So going strong. Does he ever feel like intimidated by you? Because you're, you know, a girl boss.
I don't think so. He's very helpful. Like right now, he's probably at my warehouse helping us put together some stuff. So he's very supportive and like shows up for all the little things I need.
Oh, that's
he's
amazing.
Really sweet.
Do you feel like because you know you're successful, like was it hard to kind of pick someone who was gonna be able to like match that energy?
Yes and no. I think for a long time I was like, I'm a girl boss, so I need to date like the quote unquote like boss male type, like one of those like suits. Mm-hmm. He's like super rich. But like it turns out
to be
like it's I feel like the dating pool for women is like really hard right now because like women are like historically more successful than men than we've ever been. Like more degrees, more career moves. And so it's really hard. So I feel like I kind of changed my values. I'm like, okay, I'm not so much interested in somebody who's a workaholic like me. Cause like, I can't date myself.
Right.
Okay. So I think like looking for somebody who shares like the same weird fucking shit that I'm into.
Yeah.
Who's about nature and hugs trees and is Latino. So I don't know. I feel like I had to change my values because I just like wasn't happy trying to date other workaholics.
Mm. Nice. Where'd you meet Daniel?
Girl on Hinge. Shout out to Hinge.
Really? Oh my God. Yeah. I have to hop on there. I've been hearing a lot lately that people are meeting the love of their lives on these apps.
No, seriously.
Well, because that's what it's for. I mean, I think dating, like trying to date someone in person now, like just kind of going up to them, it's kind of like, oh, that guy went up to me. On Hinge, you know, you're there for that purpose.
I want to meet someone like that organically, you know, like at the store, you know, someone that just comes up to me and is like, hey, I love your dress. Like, you know, compliment your eyes or some bullshit. I don't know. Just like, you know, very much like the romance teen.
I'm too skeptical, man. Like, I just watched Fresh. So if someone came up to me at the grocery store and be like, oh, you probably eat girls. Like, get the fuck away from
I'm
me.
Dead.
Like, you're probably trying to human traffic me right now. Don't talk to me.
And I would have thought, oh my God, I met him at the grocery store. That means he's about to make like a fucking gourmet meal at home and he wants to cook for me. Like, literally, that's like my mentality.
Hell no.
But you know what? Like, I feel like I did definitely used to have like a negative, like, light on like apps, you know, because I think, oh, everyone just wants to fuck and no one really cares about actually meeting someone that they, you know, want to fall in love with. But you know what, I think I'm being persuaded to just
do it. Wait, so are you dating right now?
No, I'm a mom. I don't know if you heard. So I feel like it's hard for me, it's been for a long time hard to kind of just, because I still hang out with my baby daddy a lot, like friends, but it's just like, damn, even though I say we're friends, like it's definitely, it's the lines are blurred, I guess, when it comes to how I feel, like, oh, am I ready to date? Am I ready to not date? But lately, I do feel like I've been feeling ready. I just feel like I just haven't taken the jump. But I feel like if I were to meet someone organically and they me mueven el tapete, like, I'm there. Like, I'm ready, you know? But I feel like I want to shoot my shot, you know? Like, I want to start being that girl that goes after, like, what she wants, you know? So
do it. Go on Hinge.
I'm
going to
do
it.
I'm gonna, what do you, have you guys been on any other apps besides?
I used to be on Tinder when me and my manskies were broken up, but I honestly would just go on to laugh at people because really? Guys will put the most hilarious things. I the funniest one I recorded it was this guy and he was lifting and his penis was over the bar.
Oh,
and that was one of his pictures. Like, why in God's name would you put that? Like, what is going through your brain, man?
That's hilarious.
It was so guys would put stuff like that and I would just think it was so funny. So I never actually dated on it. I just went on to like,
yeah.
I'm sorry. I just went on to laugh at men.
That's hilarious.
She's like, Alex, look at me.
Yeah, he was very upset.
I want to know, what is your type, Vanessa? What are you looking for?
Honestly, I feel like at this point in my life, you know, I want a man that's going to be attentive, you know, someone that pays attention to the little things, you know. Someone, definitely now that I have a son, also someone that's gonna take my son into consideration and love him. And not, you know, I don't need a father, you know, he has a dad, you know, but someone, obviously, I'm interested in a partner that's obviously gonna value my son just as much as, like, they value me. Like, that's definitely now something that's important to me. I refuse to be, like, one of those, like, freaking moms that, like, gets a boyfriend and then just, like, leaves their child to the side, you know, like, I hate that shit, grinds my gears. Definitely someone that communicates, someone that's very emotionally aware of how their emotions and their trauma plays out and how they are in a relationship. So I need the self-awareness to be there for sure, because I've dated men, well, not dated, but men have approached me a lot recently and I entertain it just because I want to see how they think. And I'm sorry, but the self, not, I don't want to judge, you know, everyone's on a different journey, but the self-awareness, like, it's not there. Like, there's still very much.
But I think it's not about judging, you know, like, I feel like I hear that a lot where it's like, oh, I don't want to judge, but it's more of like, you know what you want and you shouldn't have to apologize. Like, even people that are like, oh, like, I want to date someone with money. Like, why should you apologize for wanting to date someone who's, you know, already
well kind off. Of,
well off.
Not
like,
struggling.
Yeah. And if you, like, if you don't, then that's cool. But I do.
Yeah.
And I notice a lot of women apologizing for asking for what
we
they want.
That's true. We fucking shouldn't.
Yeah.
Because I guess, like, just that, you know, I'm loyal.
Oh, you got any friends for my friends?
Loyal.
I will.
You know, go off.
You need to put it out there.
Make a profile for me.
I got you. Also, like, that's so cool that you said that about awareness, because I feel like if you're going into a relationship with this awareness and someone is not there, it's like a learning curve. Like, they're not going to be there with you anytime soon.
Exactly. And that's what I meant, like, when men have approached me recently and, like, I entertain conversations just to kind of see, like, where their mind's at, you know, how they speak to me, how they carry themselves, you know. And I don't know, maybe that's just the man I attract, but it's not there, you know. So I've just kind of been holding off on, you know, meeting people, because we could never get past that, like, okay, let me talk to you, like, through text or even on the phone, like, let me see your vibe. And it's just not there for me anymore. It would have done it for me before my son. I'd be like, fuck yeah, you're hot, like, that's all I care about, you know, like, let's go out. But it doesn't do it for me anymore. I'm just like, I feel like I'm definitely caring about more, like, personality and things like that.
Yeah.
As opposed to.
Did you date a lot, like, on Hinge before meeting your boyfriend?
I wouldn't say a lot, but, like, a couple, you know.
Dates here and there.
Couple situations.
Couple free meals every now and then.
It's hard, because, like I mentioned, it's, like, I think my priority for the longest time was, like, my business. So, like, dating somebody that is, like, very respectful of, like, your hustle and your other priorities, I feel like that's hard.
Yeah. Everyone feels entitled to, like, want to have a lot of your time. Yeah. That's a hard one. I've noticed in dating, especially, you get in a relationship and they just want to be all up on your ass, like, 24/7.
Right. But it is hard, especially dating, like my husband just bought a company and I don't really see him that often. So it's, I feel like if this was, like, maybe in a different time, I would have been like, what the hell? Like, why aren't you giving me the time of day? Yeah. But if you don't have a company, I think it's hard to know how much goes into it and how much you have to work for it. You yourself, because I feel like it's so easy to be like, oh, we'll hire someone. And it's like, I think I saw one of your interviews where you were like, no one's going to care about your business the way you care about your business. Mm. And if you don't have one, it's kind of hard to kind of understand that kind of perspective.
Right. Yeah.
Definitely. Do you see yourself, like, working with him?
No, only because
24/7 every day.
Yeah, I want to open a restaurant. So his is construction, cool. And I think we have to very different. Like, he even says, like, oh, I want to help you with the restaurant. I'm like, I don't know. Yeah, because I don't. His company is just him. Like, he doesn't. Yeah. It doesn't really require, I guess, much talking to people, and I don't think he realizes how rude and mean people can be. Mm. And since I've worked with my parents in their restaurant, I kind of know. And it would be, I think, stressful for me to kind of teach him that. Maybe he could be like my accountant or something. But yeah, I don't think I would. He wants me to. He wants me to be like his secretary so we spend more time together. But I'm like, I don't like being on a desk.
Right.
Like, that's just not for me.
Do you think it's also like a boundary thing? Because now it's like you guys are like in all each other's parts of your lives.
Yeah, so since you're married now?
Kind of, because you want to include them in everything, but you also want to have something that's yours.
Yeah.
So I think it's hard to kind of get the other person to understand that without hurting their feelings. Like, no, I don't want you in this. Because then they're like, why? Like, aren't we supposed to do everything together? Which is true, but I think sharing is more fun when, like, or funner when you get home and you're like, oh, how was your day at work? Rather than seeing each other all day and then going home and maybe you had a stressful day at work and I'll hear this. He's fucking in my bed and I have to see him again, you know?
Wow.
That's my perspective. But I've always been very, like, I try to keep things for me.
Mm.
Like, he doesn't gym and everyone's like, oh, why don't you just invite him to gym? I'm like, but he doesn't like it and I'm not going to force him. It's kind of my place to go and, like,
I think it's important to have alone time. I don't think your partner should be in everything that you do.
Yeah.
Like, I definitely think it's important to still be your own person, have your own things that don't involve him in.
And I think it keeps, like, the, not like magic alive, but it keeps you sharing things that.
Exactly.
Rather than, I noticed, like, a lot of couples that spend so much time together, they don't really have anything, like, interesting to talk about.
Exactly. And that's actually one of, I don't know if you guys have ever seen the podcast On Purpose by Jay Shetty.
Mm.
And I love him. And he was talking about one of the biggest and most important things you can do for your relationship to keep flourishing and growing is doing things individually. So that you guys can come together and then have new things to share. Because you're growing individually as a person. So you're constantly meeting your partner as a new version of them.
Because
they're doing their own thing. So you guys come together and share more things and share more things. And you guys grow like that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, it makes sense. As opposed to if you do everything together, it's like, well, what can I... You were with me all day. What do I tell you?
Like when they're constantly calling, I'm like, please stop calling me. Like, I'm literally going to see you at the end of the day. I don't have anything new to say in the last 15 minutes. Just don't call me anymore.
I wonder, too, like, do people forget about self-growth when they're in, like, a committed relationship? Like, you just forget about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, like, 100%.
People lose it, I think.
Definitely.
It's more of, like, because, especially in the beginning, you're so, like, I want to be with this person all the time. So you get so used to that you forget that maybe there's outside factors that you should also explore rather than just getting so tied up. And then that's why people end up alone, because they don't have any friends. They left everyone for this person, and now they don't really have anywhere to go off, and then they spiral, and it all goes to shit.
Or then, like, it happens that, like, you're in a relationship, and then you might spend all your time together, and then one of them wants to start doing things by themselves, like with their friends, and then the other person's like, well, what about me? And it's like, girl, like, go do your own thing then. Like, you know what I mean? And it's like, it's hard, because that's happened to me. It's like, I was dating someone and we were like together 24/7, and then they were like, okay, well, like, I want to start going out with my friends, and like, I just, you know, boys night, you know, do things like alone without you. And I'd get so butthurt. I'd be like, why can't I go? I know them. And it's hard. So definitely one thing that I've learned also is like, and now that I've been alone, since I've been single and now doing my own thing, I can now see how being alone and having things for yourself and alone time definitely would help the relationship rather than, like, hurting it, you know? Because a lot of people see it as bad to, like, not be with their partner all the time, but...
Sorry, this is completely off topic, but it came to mind when you said about boys night. Is your team consistent of, like, boys, like, men and women, or it's...
It's mostly women.
Yeah.
Which... Not because, like, we're only hiring women, but I think it's just, like, the brand, like, just, like, appeals to women. But I do have an operations manager who's male, so, yeah.
Does it get, like, ever overwhelming because it's so much, like, feminine energy?
I don't know. I have to ask him. I'm actually not sure. I'm afraid, actually, to know.
He's like, I've been waiting for this moment.
Actually, I
takes out a notepad.
Yeah, he's for sure, like, the minority on the team. Pobrecito. Yeah.
Give him a little taste of... Wait, is it a taste of your own medicine?
Yeah. What we feel every day.
Yeah.
Right.
Bastards. Mm-hmm.
All right, guys, we're about to play a little game. It's okay. Called Tragos, a party game for Latinos. So let's get into it.
We should have gotten alcohol.
You have alcohol?
All right, first one. If you don't know who fulano de tal or mengano is, take four sips. I do know.
Oh, my God.
I do know.
I've actually never heard of mengano. Have y'all heard of
I've heard of mengano, but
y'all lying. Liars. You're in a sentence right now.
I'm dead. I haven't heard mengano, but you know what?
But you heard fulano de tal.
My viewers already know that I'm a liar at heart. So if I see I could get away with it, I'm going to lie.
That's true. That's true. Mengano. I wonder what that is.
Okay. No, not this one. If you say carajo or coño at least once a day, take three sips.
I don't say that.
I don't say that.
But I think carajo is more like lower Central America. Yeah.
Finish this saying. Calladita te ves más bonita. Winner takes a sip. Me, you said it, bitch.
You, thank God.
That's so cute. All right. Take turns naming telenovela plot twist. Whoever repeats an answer or takes too long takes five sips. I don't remember any of
plot
the
twist?
Telenovela plot twist.
Did you guys ever watch Cuidado con el Ángel?
Yes. That plot twist was so stupid, though.
Yeah, it was.
They were like, it was like this poor girl, obviously, on the street. And she meets this guy and they fall in love. But she goes to work for his grandma.
Yeah.
And then they end up falling in love. And then at some point during the novella, they're like, you guys are siblings.
Stop.
And I was like, what? No way. Like, they
What? Are you sure that's the right plot?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. You know what I'm talking about? Al Diablo con los Guapos.
Yes, girl.
My bad. Cuidado con el Ángel. That's the one where the bitch goes blind. With William Levy. Yes.
Okay, so the plot twist in this is that she is, like, poor, same. And she has, like, a laundry, like, business with her grandma where they wash rich people's clothes. And she goes to this house, and William Levy's house. Mm-hmm. And they fall in love. But this girl actually... And one night, like, this drunken guy raped her or something. And it comes out that William Levy raped her. He was a drunken guy. After she falls in love with him, it comes out that he was the one that did that. So they had, like, a huge fallout. But later it came to be that it wasn't him that raped him. It was his best friend. They were both out on that night drinking. And his best friend raped the girl, but he knocked him out to make him think that it was him that did it. Does that make sense? So, like, you know, and then, so, like, it's just...
I want to speak to the writers at Univision. What the hell?
It was really... It was something. So it was something. And then there was a lot of plot twists on that show.
Did you watch telenovelas growing up?
No. I've seen, like, a couple of, like, what's the Guadalupe one?
Oh, yeah.
I have a primo that was on one of the episodes.
No way!
Yeah, shout out to him. But, yeah. They're so bad. Like, all the writing.
No, you know which one's good? You should watch it. Teresa's good. Teresa's really good. Rubí's good, but they're the same plot. And then there's another one called Lo Que La Vida Me Robó. And I think that one, it was on Netflix. I don't know if it's still on there. It's so good. That one is good because it's about, you know what? I never noticed how much, like, rape and stuff is in novelas. I'm sorry. But pretty much, I don't know. They make it, whatever. It's about this girl and her family's going broke, so her mom secretly sells her. But the guy's not bad. He just wanted a wife, I guess. He bought a wife. And she is in love with, like, this Marine dude, and they're going to, like, run away together. But then they don't, and... He takes her to live on his hacienda, and he finds out that she was going to run away with the Marine guy. So he, like makes her, you know, do the nasty. And then the Marine guy shows up in the hacienda pretending to be the, like, someone else. And so he starts working there and, like, making her uncomfortable, and then she falls in love. I don't know. It's so good, though. I think out of all the novelas, I recommend that one. Amor Real, La Madrasa is a good one. Ooh. I watch hella novelas, bro.
Damn, you know your novelas.
Hell yeah, I watch novelas a lot.
I'm so impressed.
Yeah.
Are you watching them because your mom is watching them, too?
No.
This is all you.
This is all me. I was the one who'd be like, Mom, watch this one. It's really good.
I only watched the ones with William Levy. Those were the only ones.
I did not like William Levy like that. Like,
dude, I would...
I watched Cuidado con el Ángel, but it didn't really interest... I told you, like, Jaime Camil, there's another one called Las Tontas No Van al Cielo. That is a really good one. And that one's cool because it's about, oh my God, I'm sorry. I just have so much knowledge about Jacqueline Bracamontes is the main character, and Jaime Camil, and I forgot the other dude's name, but she's going to marry the other dude. And then she marries him. And then she finds him having sex with her sister at the wedding.
This is too much.
She pretends to die and she moves to Guadalajara. And that's where she meets Jaime Camil, and then, like, it's just unravels from there. 10/10, recommend that one.
The crazy thing is that I'm pretty sure, like, shit like this has happened in real life. Like,
dude, I honestly don't doubt it. I always tell my cousins to, like, write a book on their life so someone can make it into a novella, because they be going through some shit.
Right. Yeah.
Anyways, right, that's I'm all for so today, sorry. Telemundo. Thank you.
If your family ever filled up the dish soap with more water than soap, take two sips.
Okay.
That's me, not even my family.
I was like, I'm not going to say that.
If your family ever used product containers as Tupperware, take 3 cents.
Oh, my God. Oh my Cardenas, God. My house is filled with Cardenas Tupperware.
Take mom. If you ever had a quinceañera, take 4 sips. If you ever went to one, take 2 sips. I think this shit is to get you fucked up.
Did you have a quinceañera?
I had a sweet 15.
Okay.
Oh my goodness.
And this was like the height of my roqueraness. So I think it was so embarrassing. The whole night we were like dancing to like Sum 41 and Blink 182 and My Chemical Romance. And I was just like, can you play some Juanes? Like, can you stop?
Dude, I fucking love that you were just always like, I'm going to be me. Like, I don't care if you feel uncomfortable. I don't care if this isn't your vibe. I don't care if my whole family's here for the corridos and shit, bitch. I'm going to play what the fuck I want to listen to. I love that.
Did you have a dress, though?
Yeah, it was like hot pink and black, of course.
Love that.
Of course.
Iconic.
That's amazing.
I'm not going to do like those.
Can I sip just to sip?
Yes.
Yeah,
no. If your last name is Rodriguez, Fernandez, Lopez, Garcia, or Gonzalez, take 3 sips.
I made it.
Do your hips keep you from fitting into your jeans? If yes, take 2 sips. Well, it depends what jeans, so I'm going to take 1 sip.
This one's good. It says, according to Latino parents, what is the skill you need in order to get married?
Oh, my gosh.
Cooking.
Yep.
Oh, my God. Winner. That's like the most basic one. Mm-hmm. Winner, chicken dinner. My mom would always be like, no te sabes ni lavar los calzones si ya quieres tener novio.
Right. Oh my God, I hate it. And she would say it in public, like, what are you saying right now?
And I'd be like, Miss Girl.
Control yourself.
And I'd be like, Miss Girl, you've made me wash my own clothes since I was in third grade. What the fuck do you mean I don't know how to wash my calzones?
Got you.
We're not gonna do this, but pick a player to call their parent and tell them I love you on speaker. If they skip, they take a shot.
Stop. What do you mean if they skip?
Like if they don't want to call their parent to say I love you.
That is so
if you've
funny.
Ever been asked to if you speak Mexican, take 3 sips.
Oh my God.
Is asking people if they speak Mexican. You've been asked that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness.
By white people?
Of course, white people.
Do you speak Mexican? I'm shook right now. I've never heard anyone say that.
What did you answer?
Yes. Like, no, that's so crazy.
That sounds so odd.
Offensive.
Well, do you guys know what sancocho is?
No.
I think that's like a Dominican dish.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I like that. I like that it's inclusive to, I was actually going to ask you that. Do you ever get like, not hate, but like comments where it's like, oh, why don't you kind of do more like, Mexican isn't the only Latino culture, stuff like that.
I think in the beginning we were very focused on like Mexican stuff because like I'm Mexican.
Yeah.
But then we started doing like, for example, we have like these necklaces and they're like, it's like a nameplate of every Latin American country.
Oh, cute.
We have jackets with like a bunch of different Latin American flags on them. So we try to make space for everybody much as possible.
Yeah, I love that. I love that.
Do you, oh my God, I'm sorry. My brain went blank. I'm sorry.
It's fine.
We'll
keep drinking. If your name is Jose Maria Carolina or Alex, take 2 sips.
Dude, no. My Alex is, this is my husband's name. His mom, she has eight sisters or like six or eight. They're all Marias.
Wow.
Like every single person, their name is Maria. Maria Veronica, Maria, like Isabel, like stuff like that. Every single one is Maria.
Love that. Okay. Pick a player. On three, both of you call out a food you only eat on Christmas. If you have different answers, both take 3 sips.
Okay,
let's do it. Me and you. Actually, let's all do it together. Okay. On the count of three, we're going to say what we eat on Christmas. It says food you only eat on Christmas. Okay. So if you have different answers, we'll take three sips. Okay, ready? One, two, three.
Tamales.
Tell me why I was going to say tamales.
What did you say?
I said bolillos.
Bolillos?
Bolillos.
Like bolillos, like the pan?
No. Isn't it this other one where it's like a... Or am I saying it wrong?
It's like buñuelos.
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 The candy, really like good. The sugar
I'm
one?
I'm so sorry, y'all.
Huh? Like the sugar one?
Yeah.
Those are so
really? They have them
good.
At the store.
But I don't ever eat them unless it's Bimbo. Like Christmas.
Are you serious? Dude, they used to be like my... Like, every time I went to the store, I needed to have... I call them buñuelos
or something
dude,
like that.
Yum!
So dude, I don't... It's because my tia makes them homemade. Mm. So, like, she makes them, like, on Christmas. Oh. I didn't even know they sell them at the store.
I only eat tamales dulces on Christmas, though.
Really?
Like, I eat pollo and, like, other stuff like that if it's around year-round. But my mom only makes tamales dulces on Christmas.
What do you guys eat on Thanksgiving? Are you guys like the turkey family?
Yes, I'm not gonna lie. We did the whole show. Honestly, I love like the traditional like ham, yeah. Turkey, mashed potatoes, gravy, like the stuffing. We made mac and cheese this last year also. My grandma makes this bomb ass salad that's like it's like it has like broccoli, like raisins. I know it sounds odd. Apples.
Ooh,
I know
it's terrible.
I know it does. I know. When she first showed it to me, I was like, "This is disgusting. Like, I'm not gonna eat this."
I don't but, fuck with raisins though.
No, I know, but honestly, and it has like almonds, bacon. It has like a bunch of weird things, but dude, it works. It was so fucking good.
The only thing that has raisins and I'll usually pick them out is capirotada.
I hate
oh my gosh. That is, it's like 80% like condensed milk, yeah. Right? It's just
no.
Like the sweetest thing.
It's so like it. Good. I'm gonna make y'all some. I've been trying. My mom never, like, literally this weekend, I called her and I was like,
you know what?
Oh, send me the birria recipe. And she was like, no puedo porque luego te digo que le tantees and you don't know what I'm talking about.
Like, who the fuck is gonna know what you're talking about at that point? Just give me the measurements. She's like, I can't. I have to see. That's why I didn't make birria, by the way, this weekend.
You know what, Steph? I'm really hurt because you always say you're gonna make something for us and you never do.
Okay, well, first of all, you don't even like bread like that or sweet stuff like that, so I'm not making capirotada.
No, don't make me that.
I'm trying to make birria. It's just I need access to my mother's brain, and I can't be calling her every second. What do you want? I'll make you anything you want.
I want you to make me anything you want.
Okay, I'll make you tacos, gobernador. I actually have shrimp at home. I'll make you that, okay? God, calm down. Leave me alone.
It's because Miss Chef over here, you know? I just have to.
I have to start learning how to cook if I want to open my restaurant. I want to be able to cook.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, I thought you did know.
I do know, but I want to learn, like...
The more intricate ones, recipes, huh?
Yeah, like, the more... Because birria has so much that goes into it.
Yeah.
That... Like, I watch people make birria on like, TikTok and stuff, and I'm like, that's not how you make it. Like, I'm going to tell you right now, I know that birria is not good. Like, my mom's birria is elite, and I'm never going to post the recipe because it's so just that this is years in the making recipe. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So is your dish that you
go to
are proud of that you make?
This isn't Mexican, but my chicken Alfredo is really good.
Really?
My chicken Alfredo is pretty good. I like my caldo de verduras a lot.
Oh my gosh, that's so good.
I make a lot of caldos.
Sorry.
Do you cook? No. I cook like the same. I eat like breakfast for like dinner all the time. Mm. Like that is my thing.
Can never go
I
wrong
love
with breakfast
all the time.
I love breakfast. What's your favorite breakfast meal?
I love, like, blueberry pancakes.
Yum.
Like, that sweet and, like, salty.
Yeah.
I love that.
Have you tried the Japanese pancakes?
Wait, the big fluffy ones?
Yes.
No.
They're so good. There's a place in Chino Hills?
Uh-huh.
Chino Hills called Take Your Seat, and
oh,
it's
cool.
Super good. They have fluffy pancakes. They're so bomb.
You want to take
them? Let's go. Honestly, what, is there good places, like, food places where you live?
Girl, no, because it's like an actual desert.
Yeah.
So, like, it's like Stater Brothers.
How is that? I actually wanted to ask you because I always say, like, I want to go, like, live out in, like, nature. Probably somewhere where it's, like, more trees and stuff, but, like, like grass and whatnot. But how is that living out in the desert? You know, is there any pros and cons or something that you, like, I didn't think about this? Like, what?
I really like it. Like, I love the desert, and I feel like growing up in the IE, like, you're just used to the heat.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right? I don't know if you guys feel that way. So, like, it didn't really scare me moving out over there. I didn't anticipate, like, the lack. I feel like there's not a lot of restaurants. Yeah. Because it is, like, so touristy.
Yeah.
And also, like, I didn't even think about this, but, like, it's so windy all the time.
Yes.
Like, this breeze is so strong.
Oh, shit.
So it's not even the heat over there. It's just, like, crazy wind.
I went camping over there, and we didn't do anything because the wind was just too strong. So we just stayed in our little camper the whole time.
Oh, my goodness.
You can't even have, like, campfire because, like, you'll have, like, a natural disaster.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, seriously.
That's tough.
Does it, it doesn't, like, bum you out being alone?
I love it.
Yeah.
I have like 3 chickens. So
did you name them?
Of course I did. it's Loretta, Ducky, and Pickle. I love them. My girls.
Beautiful names.
Thank you. Missy has. I can't wait till they have eggs though, because
they're like egg laying chickens. Is that where you got them?
Hell yeah, because I'm about that breakfast life. So yeah, I think in like 10 weeks.
Damn, that's cool. I want that because I feel like living off your own product is better. Like, there used to be a chicken farm down the street from my house, and they moved, and it's too far now. So now I have to buy it from the store, but I'm always like, oh, I wish I had some fucking chickens. I could just go outside and be like, oh, I'm gonna make. I couldn't eat breakfast today, actually, because I had no eggs.
Right. Yeah. Eggs are important.
Isn't it crazy how, like, we, like, categorize, like, foods, like, oh, like, this is a breakfast food, when it's, like, it's really just
a food. It's just a food.
Like, everyone, when you say eggs, everyone thinks breakfast.
It's right.
Like, wow. That's me, though. Like, I have salmon and quinoa right now, and I was like, I can't eat this. This is lunch food.
See? Like, that's wild.
But I brought it anyways because I was starving. No, but I'm like, ew, like, this isn't for breakfast. I can't eat this right now.
Oh, like, I remember the first time someone ever told me, like, to have pancakes for dinner. I was like, what? Are you kidding me?
That's offensive. Isn't the time?
But like, something about eating breakfast for dinner is elite. Like, eating dinner for breakfast is ugh. But eating breakfast for dinner is just like, oh my God, this is just so good right now.
Yeah, my life was definitely a change after that. I was like, I didn't know I was allowed to do this.
Yes.
It was wild. My mind was blown.
Like, did you know there's some people that don't eat cereal at night? They're like, no, that's for breakfast. I'm like, no, this is for my midnight snack.
I'm pretty sure that's like the munchy snack you have.
Some people don't.
Do you smoke? Cereal tastes better, I feel like, at night.
Yeah, it hits better. The crunch just tastes better.
Especially when you're high. Do you smoke?
I don't smoke anymore.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like maybe I haven't gotten my strains right or something because I feel like it doesn't hit me the same anymore. So then
what does that mean?
Like the strains of weed?
Yeah, like, or I don't know. Maybe I'm not, maybe I'm doing something differently because, like, before it used to be fun and now it's like, okay, now I have anxiety. Okay, now I have a panic attack.
I actually just saw that supposedly, like, weed now is because they're adding so much shit to it. Like, it just gives you, like, insane, like, awareness, whereas before it was all shits and giggles.
I'm good on the awareness. Like, I already have too much anxiety. Yeah, like, I'm good. I don't need to be more aware.
But it's definitely true of once you get a good strain that you know, like, that hits you good, just stick with that. Because I feel like that was my thing, too, where it's like, what the fuck? Like, I used to just laugh at everything, and I'm just fucking getting anxiety for everything. But it was because back then I just would smoke anything and everything. Like, I didn't care what it was called. Like, just give it to me. But now,
okay.
I'm just like, okay, what is it called? You know, do my research, you know, and then, like, now I'm being, like, more conscious about what I buy. But, you know, when you're 14, 15, smoking bitch, you don't know where the fuck you're just like, anybody got a plug? Like, I can't go to the dispo. Like, your homie that, you know, works behind Cardenas has some period. Like, let's go. Like, it was bad.
But I feel like it's easier for me now, but that's why I'm like, I hate when I go into this to the, like, dispo, and then they're like, oh, yeah, this has this and this, and I'm like, I don't give a fuck. It's like, just gonna get me high? Like, okay, cool.
Gonna do
I'm sorry. I want to talk about your pajama party.
Wait, are you guys coming?
I am.
Dude, I want to, I have to find a babysitter. I'm trying my hardest. It's the only thing that being a mom.
I know.
I'm taking my child.
Bring him.
It's 21 and over, right?
Yes.
Oh, she's having a PJ party. Do I have to go in my pajamas?
So we're saying PJs, but like make it fashion. You know? So, like, something satin, something feathery. Mm. Like, don't show up in the SpongeBob pajamas from high school, you know?
Yeah, because I have to see those pajamas. I'm living in.
That was my whole MO. Damn it. And I love SpongeBob. I was telling you what it is. SpongeBob was like my childhood right there.
Your shoes are the slippers
with
the big
slippers. Literally, I was gonna go drip down in SpongeBob.
I was gonna go on my Adam Sandler vibes, like a big ass t-shirt and some sweats or something.
I support it, honestly.
It's a party?
Yeah, so we're hosting the first ever 21 and over Latina slumber party.
Cute.
It's called Villamada. And we want to do them, like, in more cities. So if you miss this one, we'll host another one. But I don't know about y'all, but, like, my parents, like, didn't really let me spend the night anywhere. Never. Porque uno nunca sabe.
Mm-hmm, period.
And so this is us healing our inner child with alcohol.
What inspired the party? Because I wasn't there something going on that somebody else had something, didn't feel inclusive? Or was that, did I just watch something? I could have sworn I saw, like, a TikTok and you were, like, explaining, you know, like...
Oh, yeah. So I think a lot of people are curious, like, can I bring my mans? Because we keep saying, like, Latina slumber party. Mm. But, like, definitely, like, anyone can come. It'll be, like, a very safe space. But if you do want to bring your mans, like, he has to spend money on you.
Ooh.
You
know?
Or buy Hija Tu Madre merch because we'll have a pop-up.
Cute. But yeah,
it's like a very girly space.
My man's gonna be like, oh no, it's okay, just go. You go.
And I love that. I love men like that. They're like, it's a girl thing, go do your right. girl thing.
Yeah, but he's just saying that because he doesn't want to spend money.
He doesn't give a fuck about that. So it's like an all-night thing, or how's that going down?
It's an all-night thing. Well, like, the club ends at, like, 1, so don't actually spend the night at the club. Please,
what club is it?
It's called High Tide in downtown. Have you all been there?
I don't really go to it.
I've never clubbed in LA, so I'm excited. I hope I can make it.
Please.
Are you going to go with
me? I'm going to go. Yeah, I'm probably going to tell my friends to go.
Vivian and Destiny. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm going to be there.
Can I tag with you guys if I go?
Hell yeah.
Okay, because I have no friends.
But now I have to go shopping because I really actually don't. I'm not a pajama girl. I'm literally like, when people are like, oh, let's get comfortable. I'm going to throw on, if my dad's t-shirt's there, I'm going to throw that on.
Right.
And if my man's boxers are there, then I'm going to throw those on.
I'll just take all my clothes off and be naked.
Yeah, actually, it's so much easier.
Right?
But yeah, so now I have to go pajama shopping.
Put pics in the group chat, please. I want to see what y'all are wearing.
Okay.
I'm done.
Actually, send us your fit so I can know the vibe to go off of.
I'm going bougie Thea. Like, I want the feathers. I want, like, if Elle Woods was coming, I feel like that's what I'm doing.
Ooh, I love that. I pictured immediately, like, a satin slip-on gown.
Right.
You know, something that is, like, a little dress, but it's satin, and I want it, like, cinched my waist, you know? Just make it, like,
I pictured you in, like, the, like, a bata, but with, like, feathers around.
Yes, girl.
Yeah, that's the vibe I was thinking of.
Yeah, I would love that.
I actually have one of those and I left it in Mexico.
Bitch.
I bought it for my wedding and I left it. I didn't even use it. I left it over there. Yeah.
Oh, how cute. Would you get it at Amazon?
Maybe
if I order one on Amazon, it'll be here in time, huh?
It won't. Yeah. That shit took like 2 months to show up.
I know. I'm sorry.
Maybe I'll find one on OfferUp.
Maybe
someone's selling one.
And what are the times? Tell the people what the times are.
Okay, so the times are 8 to 1. There is no cover. You just have to be 21 and over. And High Tide, downtown, July 1st.
Dope. And the pop-up's going to be inside of the club?
Yeah, we'll have a pop-up. We'll have our merch. We have a really cute setup for everybody. And I'm excited because we have, like, an all Latina DJ lineup, too.
Ooh,
fun. So it's really, like, Latina everything.
Oh my God, I'm so excited. Yep. I've been, like, wanting to party for a little bit now. I haven't gone, like, actually clubbing in a long time.
Yes! I'm excited. Now I'll have to find a babysitter.
I know when you said that, I was like, please. First of all, I don't even like driving to LA like that. So, you know, it's going to go down because I don't drive to LA.
She never does, yeah.
Really?
We don't.
It's a lot.
It's too far.
It's crazy.
And like, it used to be like, oh, you know, an hour drive. Now it takes me the same amount of time it takes me to go to San Diego. Like, I'd rather just go to San Diego at that point. Mm-hmm.
Do you guys hang out in Riverside or like downtown Riverside?
Yeah.
Is there like more stuff to do there now?
Not really. I mean, they opened up like a nut, like the food lab, I guess, is cool. Mm. But it's because the clubs are kind of like, I hate to say it, but they're a little on the trashier side, but they're fun. Like, I think they're so much fun because on Wednesdays at Pixels, they have like video game night, but people still go and get fucked up and dance. Like, I used to go literally in my sweats and just to go and like drink, but you end up getting like wasted and
right.
I like that vibe. Some people don't. I personally do. Some bitch threw water in my face, thought it was hilarious. Like, I love the drama, the chaos. I'm there for the chaos of it only. So I have fun.
I want to club with you so bad like that because I just want to see you get into some shit.
I never fight. I'm not like a fighter. I just like obnoxious like scenarios. So I try to put myself in them.
Yeah. Yeah. I would just be there recording everything.
Yeah. Like one time it was like 5 a.m. This guy was like, hey. And I was like, he's trying to traffic me. And everyone was like, and I was like, guys, help. Like, and I called my man and I was like, can you pick me up? They're trying to like kidnap me right now. God. Yeah. I'm all about the drama.
I love true Leo queen.
He was not trying to traffic
no,
you.
No, he was not. No.
He was like asking for directions or something.
Probably. I was trying.
He's like, ma'am, are you okay?
Fuck you. He's like, ma'am, your Uber's right there.
I know. I'm sorry to that man.
Uno nunca sabe. It's a scary world.
Uno nunca sabe.
It's society's fault that we're traumatized like this.
It's not. It's men. I do it out of experience. Like, I'm not just being mean to men for fun. Like I have been in bad situations. I really have. I've been in bad situations where I'm like, right. Men can't be trusted ever. So but I do want to publicly apologize to him if he ever sees this. I am sorry.
He's gonna see the TikTok, there's that fucking bitch.
It was embarrassing. So that was embarrassing. Ew, I'm gonna erase it from my brain.
Honestly, I don't feel like that would have been embarrassing. Like I would have thought back on that and been like, remember when I did that? That's hilarious.
It was only embarrassing because I was around so many people. And then I called Alex and he had work at 6 and I called him at like 4:30 to pick me up. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It was, why did I do that?
You know, I feel like you gave everybody a great story to tell.
That's true. I definitely think that though. I think when chaotic things happen in clubs, like it makes for a really good story.
Always.
Right? Yeah. Like I'm going to tell before we head out, but like, I'm going to tell you guys right now, when Mexico for my wedding, my cousins went to the club and I have this cousin. She's amazing. Kat, I love you. They went clubbing with my brother and I guess it was so packed that like the cups fell. So glass was stuck to the bottom of people's shoes.
Oh no.
And my cousin, you know, she got a little bit of money. So she was wearing her YSLs and someone stepped on her. And my brother said that blood started like, literally he said that he's never seen so much blood in his life. It was just like scurrying out like out of her foot. And my cousin's being super dramatic, took off his shirt and like tied it around her foot. My other cousin took off his belt, like trying to cut the circulation. And so they're like dragging her because she's bleeding out. And like, I guess like they were holding her kind of like that. And my brother was like, y la cabrona ni calzones tenía. So like her whole pussy was out to the club. And as they're dragging her out, she's like, somebody get my heels, like my heels, my YSL. And I'm like, dude, that is amazing.
Iconic.
Like, that is such a hilarious story. And I couldn't be there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So now it's just a story about someone I know.
That's hilarious. Gosh, I
like,
love her.
I love chaotic stuff like that. It's really funny.
So did she get her heels at the end?
She did. Okay, and then the next day she posted them on her story, like full of blood. And low-key, they were like, they look nice. They look like a vibe. It was cool. Yeah. I was like, mujeres asesinas.
Oh, I love that. I remember that show. It was good.
Dude, don't talk about no shows because I watch all of them. Like I was a TV girl. Like I would be eating and I'd be watching TV. So I was always watching, like I wanted to be on Univision when I was little. That was like my dream and my goal. That is no longer my dream and goal.
Did you graduate from like business or something from school? Or you just
What'd
you graduate from?
So in college my major was religious studies.
Whoa!
So random. Such a long story. But yeah, like, nada que ver. I always did, like, graphic design for, like, my school newspaper.
Dope.
So that, like, always carried on. So, like, dope. I didn't have a job when I graduated college, but I, like, used those design skills for, like, an internship. Mm. And then a freelance business. And then hija tu madre.
Nice.
Dope. Yeah. Dope. But religious studies, so random.
That is
is this something that you're still, like, interested in? Or is it just like, oh, time's passed?
I think, like, personally, yeah. I, like, geek out on, like, spirituality and, like, world religions and stuff. Like, I love that stuff. But, like, professionally, I'm good. I'm so good.
Yeah. What profession could you go into with that degree?
Like, either a priest or, like, a professor. There's, like, that's it.
And that was your goal in the beginning?
I wanted to be, like, a professor.
Okay.
But like professors are very miserable, I think.
Yeah.
I don't think they're happy.
Some of them, yeah.
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 They do it because they're like, well, this is where my career is gone now.
Right. Can't do teach.
That is such a terrible saying.
It is. I hate it. But
it's sad because they're cool. Like they have a lot of like life experiences. And maybe even like, and once you're older, you could probably.
Oh my gosh, that'd be a dream.
Yeah.
Like go to community college and like teach a class or something.
Oh yeah, that'd be super cool.
Right.
I feel like you could, right?
I think so.
Imagine you just walk into like a whole like classroom and then it's like, you're just like, stop. I'm taking over that class. You don't even know that you weren't scheduled. They have no clue who you are.
I'm finish prof.
It's a biology class, not even the subject that you wanted. Like, you just
ran. Yeah, that'd be super. Amy Lee said right now, super cute, profe. Hola, profe. So,
bro, I'm like cracking up just imagining like the class is like 5 minutes before class starts, professors and then you just walk in, hey guys, I'm their sub for today. Everybody's like, oh okay, like cool, like the sub. And they just go on and on ranting about like whatever you want to talk about, and then the professor walks in like, what are you doing?
He's like, all right, you're welcome. Like, got it from here, got it. So what is your next goal for Hija de tu Madre? What's next?
I think it's a couple things. One, I'm really focused on like trying to be outside, so bringing the brand like outside. Love like that. Having like different pop-ups.
Okay.
Like love we that. Hosted like a picnic in San Antonio recently.
Oh, awesome.
Where we brought a bunch of like Latina creators and we just hung out. So like doing more stuff like that too, like maybe it doesn't have to necessarily be a pop-up, but like creating spaces for like Latinas to just have a safe space.
I love that.
So yeah, I'd love for us to be in a mall or a store or in Target. If you're watching this, Target. yeah, I feel like I just want our products to be more accessible to people.
Yeah. Do offline. You what is it? What is it when you send it?
PR.
Through PR.
No. Deliver? Not deliver.
Ship.
Do you ship? Internationally. I totally blanked out right now.
No,
or is it just more like do you ship to like Mexico and stuff?
Yeah, so I think to date we've sold to like over 30 countries.
Wow.
Yeah, we out here.
Nice.
We out here.
We really are.
Yeah, to like crazy places like to Japan, to like Dubai. Ooh, to,
that is so amazing.
Wow, that's fucking
Yeah, Latinos are everywhere.
Love that.
I love that too.
Yeah. I love the Latinos that are starting to come up from England.
Yeah,
they're amazing.
What? That is not my algorithm.
Really? Dude, I've been getting them on my For You page, and it's like they're switching it up like with the heavy like European accent, and they'll just jump into like all that. I'm like, what the
Yes, fuck? It's like, so funny because they talk in their like English accent, and then they're like, and then they start talking Spanish, like, oh, qué pasa? It's super funny.
That is so cool.
That's me. I identify.
I'll do the outro like that.
Well, thank you so much for being on here with us. It was so much fun and it was so nice to meet you.
Thank you, besties. This was fun. Vibe. Thank you guys.
Yes, and I am so excited for your company to just continue growing because it's amazing. It's a really, really dope project that you've taken upon yourself.
Thank you. We're doing it. You guys are doing it too. Like, it's so nice to see Latinas winning. So we out here.
Yes. Thank supporting you, each you. Other.
I love that so much.
But oh wait. Yeah. I don't know. I get nervous when I'm like put on the spot to do it.
No,
you got this.
Do your thing, Miss Girl.
Alright, love. Thank you so much for watching, everyone. We've had an amazing time. It was just a jolly old good time. I am your host, Stephanie, and you can find me at Steph Scott Milk on anything. Ya saben, compadres.
No, I'm just kidding. Right on,
thank you.
That was so good.
And I'm your host, Vanessa Casares, and you can find me at bloomingvc.vic on Instagram and TikTok. I really need to get like a name.
Yeah, I'm one.
That's the same. Yeah, I'm tired of like saying three different names for three different things. And our lovely guest.
Go ahead. Hi.
You can follow Hija Tu Madre at Hija Tu Madre on Instagram and TikTok and visit us at hijatumadre.com.
Do you want to put in your own social?
Yeah, you can follow me at Party Skinny on Instagram. I post a lot of out-of-pocket things, so it's a good time.
I love it.
Her page is amazing, y'all. Definitely check it out. I love it.
Thank you guys so much for watching. See you guys next week. Love you, besties.